Thanks for joining us for step number 5 of Beginning Steps, a growth guide for new believers. Step number 1, as a review, was be sure of your salvation. Step number 2, publicly declare your faith. Step 3, share Jesus with others. Step number 4, study your Bible. And step number 5, today's step, is on learning to pray. The best way to get to know someone is to talk with that person often. God longs for you to know Him. The Bible is full of invitations to enter into a deep personal relationship with God the Father. 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and verse 9 says, "And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve Him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind the thoughts. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He will reject you forever." In Jeremiah chapter 24, verse 7, the Bible says, God says to us, "I will give them a new heart to know Me, that I am the Lord. They will be My people, and I will be their God, for they will return to Me with all their heart." So in Jeremiah 24:7, God was speaking of those who become His followers, even followers of Jesus Christ. Conversing with God is called prayer. Prayer is a conversation, not a monologue. It includes speaking to God and hearing from God. Let's look at some important truths about learning to pray. Jesus set the example for us. Listen to what the Bible says in Mark chapter 1, verse 35. "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where He prayed." So what does that passage say about Jesus' prayer life? Well, He got up early, got alone with God for prayer. Jesus not only set the example for us, but He taught us the necessity of prayer. Listen to what He says in Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Jesus, the Bible says, told His disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. So Jesus set the example for us in prayer, and Jesus taught about the necessity of prayer. What did the disciples ask Jesus to teach them in Luke chapter 11, verse 1? Well, here's what the Bible says. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when He finished, one of His disciples said to Him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." So what did the disciples ask Jesus to teach them? Of course, they asked Him to teach them to pray. Why we should pray continually. Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Are you ready? Pray continually. So why should we do that? To walk in step with the Lord. There's an acrostic that may help you to begin developing your prayer life. It's the acrostic ACTS, ACTS. The A stands for adoration. The C stands for confession. The T stands for thanksgiving. And the S for supplication. Let's look at these one at a time. First, adoration. Adoration is praise focusing on who God is. Let's look up a couple of scriptures and let's see what these verses say about God. First, in Psalm number 145, verse 3. Adoration. "Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom." Adoration is found in Psalm 147, verses 1 and 5. The Bible says, "Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. how pleasant and fitting to praise Him. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. So when we approach God in prayer and adoration, we're just simply telling Him how awesome He is, how great He is, powerful, His understanding. We're just reminding ourselves and saying to God, we adore You. Psalm 100 and Psalm 150 could even be used as prayers straight to the Lord. Listen to Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who has made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Spend some time right now in praise to the Lord. Maybe you want to pause this podcast so you can praise God for who He is. Adoration. Psalm 150 is another psalm that can be used as a prayer back to God. Psalm 150 says this, praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and the lyre. Praise Him with tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with the strings and flute. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Again, maybe you want to spend time right now in praise to the Lord, adoring Him for who He is. In our acrostic ACTS, the A stands for adoration. The C stands for confession. This is another important part of prayer. Confession is acknowledging your sins before God. In order to receive forgiveness, when you received eternal life, a relationship with God was established, which will never be broken. But our daily fellowship with God can be hindered by unconfessed sin. Psalm 66, verse 18 says, if I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. Therefore, when you sin, confess the sin when you realize that you've committed it. Listen to 1 John 1, 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So when we confess to God, we will then next receive His promise of cleansing. Let me read that verse again. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So confession is confessing the sin when you realize you've committed it immediately. It's also receiving His promise of cleansing. A third component of confession is claiming victory over temptation. Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. The Bible says, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He would not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. So take time right now to ask God to reveal any unconfessed sins. Write them down. Ask for God's forgiveness and claim His promise of forgiveness. So as we're learning to pray, the acrostic ACTS is helping us. A-C-T-S. The A stands for adoration. The C for confession. T stands for thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is expressing gratitude to God for specific acts. When does God say we should give thanks? Well, let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So when should we give thanks? In all circumstances. Let's think for a moment about some following areas that you can give thanks for, and then spend some time thanking God. Again, you may want to pause the podcast to spend this time in prayer. Thank Him for some spiritual blessings. Thank Him for the people in your life. Thank Him for physical blessings. And thank God for material blessings. Let me give you some examples. Spiritual blessings. You could thank Him for the hope, joy, peace, victory, salvation, mercy, grace, and more that you have in Christ. Thank Him for the people in your life. Maybe your spouse, your children, other family members, your friends, people who are friends from church, and other people in your life. Physical blessings. You may want to thank Him for health, strength, for your mind, your heart. Thank Him physically for being with you each day. And material blessings. Thank Him for your job, your home, your vehicles, the clothes you have to wear, and the other material blessings that God has blessed you with. So the letter T in our acrostic on prayer stands for thanksgiving. So let's review. A is for adoration. C is for confession. T, thanksgiving. And S is supplication. You say, what is supplication? Supplication is making requests and expressing desires to God. They may take the form of personal petitions or intercession. Here's petitions. Petition is asking God for your needs. Listen to John chapter 15, verse 7. Jesus says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 say, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So think with me for a moment about three personal requests that you have to God. And present them to God right now in prayer. Another form of supplication is not only personal petitions, but also intercession. Intercession is praying for the needs of others. In Exodus chapter 32, we read about Moses interceding for the people of Israel. The Bible says in Exodus 32, verse 30 and following, the next day Moses said to the people, you have committed a great sin, but now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin. So Moses went back to the Lord and said, oh, what a great sin these people have committed. They have made themselves gods of gold. But now, please forgive their sin. But if not, then blot me out of the book you have written. The Lord replied to Moses, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. But go, lead the people to the place I spoke of, and my angel will go before you. However, when the time comes for me to punish, I will punish them for their sin. In Romans chapter 10, verse 1, the Apostle Paul praying for his brothers and sisters, and he says, brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. So let's write down or think about some requests that were found in the verses that we mentioned. In Exodus 32, verses 30 to 34, The people had really made themselves idols of gold, and Moses went to pray to God for them. And then in Romans 10, verse 1, Paul the Apostle was praying that his friends, his countrymen, the Israelites, would be saved, put their trust in Jesus Christ. So maybe there's some people you know with specific needs in their lives. Take time to pray for them right now. Maybe it's people with health issues. Maybe it's people who are battling temptation. Maybe it's people who need direction or guidance. Maybe it's people who need salvation. Would you take just a moment and pray for them right now? So prayer is about adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. Prayer is communication with God. It has to be learned, and it must be practiced. And so, what are the elements of prayer again? An easy outline, an acrostic to remember to help you guide your prayer time each day. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. You know, it's important for you to spend time each day in prayer. When would be the best time for you to pray? Thanks for joining us for Step 5, Learn to Pray. I look forward to being with you on Step 6, Be Faithful to a Church. This curriculum, Beginning Steps, a Growth Guide for New Believers, is reproduced with permission of the North American Mission Board, Alpharetta, Georgia. All rights reserved. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.